I'm Wes with your Linux headlines on April 2nd, 2020. The Linux Containers Project has released version 4.0 of its tooling. As a long-term support release, the latest versions of LexD, LexC, and LexCFS are in line to receive 5 years of bug fixes and security updates. The standout new feature for LexC since its last LTS release is support for version 2 of cgroups, while LexD can now manage virtual machine images as well as containers, and has also landed a new projects feature for grouping instances together and constraining their resource usage. ProtonMail has launched a bridge application for regular Linux desktop email clients. The application is effectively a standalone email server that runs in the background on your local machine and transparently encrypts and decrypts traffic between your machine and ProtonMail servers. This allows you to configure local email clients, such as Thunderbird, to access ProtonMail, and use a familiar interface for managing both your encrypted and regular email accounts. Unfortunately, the bridge software is currently proprietary and only available for ProtonMail's paying customers, but the company says that it is working hard on opening up the application source code. GNU's microtransaction and electronic payment software is continuing to make steady progress. Version 0.7 of GNU Taylor brings improvements to its basic feature set and greater accessibility to its wallet software, with an Android version soon to be available for download from FDroid for those who prefer not to use Google's Play Store. And thanks to funding from the NLNet Foundation, a thorough external security audit of the project is beginning this month. And finally today, it's been a good week for users who want to support manufacturers that pre-install free software. German company Tuxedo Computers announced a partnership with the Manjaro project this week, which will see the distribution available on one of the company's high-end Infinity Book Pro laptop models. Tuxedo makes clear that this is just the start of the partnership and will be offering Manjaro on additional hardware in the future. And in more good news, Pine64 is now taking pre-orders for a limited edition version of its mobile phone with UbiPort's operating system pre-installed. Although most of the basic functionality that you'd expect from a phone is in place, the device is really targeted at community enthusiasts, with it currently lacking full camera and USB host support, and work still to do on battery life optimization. But it could be a good way to get a cheap Ubuntu Touch device into your hands, and the Pine Store will be donating $10 to the software project for every sale that it makes. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/137. Thank you.